Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night. Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. And if you have been listening to the show, you know that the fourth Monday of the month is when we talk about skincare. And generally we have Gillian on the line who helps us with that. And I don't quite see her on the switchboard yet. So I'm going to begin, and then once I see her log in, then I will plug you all, your guys, into with her. So one of the things, you know, as I had mentioned earlier this month, I had attended the convention for Avon in Las Vegas, and I was really excited to see all of the new products that's coming out. And one of the products I want to talk about, because I asked the question and it was confirmed while at the convention, was the new Avon, a new cleanse. It's the one that comes in that clear, it's actually more like a frosty type of a container. And so, you know, naturally, like everyone else, you know, at least you should all do, is test the products out on yourself before, promoting it to the your customer. So it's called the A New Clean. And again, it's that one that comes in that frosty type of container. So I tried it. I put it on my hand and I went all over my face with it. And I said to myself, this particular product to me feels more like something that I would recommend for my clients as a makeup remover. So, and if you don't know what I'm still don't know what I'm talking about, it's one of those new products that came out. It came out along with the brush. They all came out in the same campaign. And so, it felt more like a remover versus, a cleanser. So what I do, as everybody know, I mean, I am a licensed esthetician. So I do with my clients, those people who come in and they do wear makeup, before I actually get into the analysis process of the skincare, I take the new clean, and I apply it to a facial pad, you know, cleaning pad, like a makeup pad, and that is what I use to remove my client's makeup, and then from there, I will go ahead and use the appropriate recommended skincare, a new product, cleanser, for my clients. Skin, according to her, you know, age and skin type. So that's what you may want to try for yourself. You know, we always have these new products and we say, oh God, now I got another brand new product. How am I going to, you know, talk my client into using this new product? And, you know, how can I fit this into their regimen? Well, this is a perfect way, because when I asked the young lady at the show, I noticed, because they were doing mini facials at Las Vegas, and I noticed that the girl who was one of the three of the, I think she was an esthetician, that she was actually using the product on the way I was using it, with the pad, removing the makeup. So you may want to do that as well. The next thing, Avon has a sneak preview, and I'm really excited to see this. Is Avon's coming out with what's called a Black Pearl Moisturizer. And so that's something you can look forward to. I think it may have came in your in your order this last season. I mean, not season. This last order, because we got our preview this order. So I know I got that, and I got my Sophia preview. So you should have gotten that today, and I'm really excited about that, because you know Black Pearl is a really very good ingredient to have in a moisturizer. And from what I understand, the Black Pearl moisturizer is going to be only in the so far I think it's only in one form. I think it's not in the in the day and night cream as yet. I think they only have it, I think, as a night cream program. So, you know, that's something you want to look into, and certainly if you have if you got it as a sneak preview, you know, you definitely want to try that yourself first, and then you know, before recommending it to your clients. And so let's talk about recommending products to your clients. How long does it take for you to test out a product before you actually make a recommendation? Well, this is what I would recommend. If you're gonna Avon comes out with so many new skincare products, and even new makeup products, you know, you want to test these products out first, so you can give a testimony to your client on how wonderful this new product is. And I would say, if it's a skincare product, you really should test a skincare anywhere between no less than 3 weeks. It should really be the full 30 days. And I would not try a new product with two new products, because then you don't know what the effect, what is actually giving you the best result. So, you know, I would try, you know, whatever, say, for example, the Black Pearl. I would try that first for a month, and then see how it works. You know, look at my skin each day, and actually, you know, and don't be afraid to touch your skin and try to remember how it felt prior to applying the product to your skin. And one of the things I do, because sometimes I'm asked to test products out, one of the things that I do is I keep a log, and I write down what it is that I'm using, and also what I'm using with that particular product, and then I keep track on what changes that may or may not occur when using the product. So you may find that to be very helpful. So, you know, when I say try the product before, you know, you recommend it to your customer, I'm not saying you dip your hand in or whatever and you put a fly to your face one time and now you're an expert on that product, or you think that you actually know the full benefit for that product. No, you really need to give before actually making any recommendations. You really need to give this product a chance. And again, 30 days is certainly an appropriate time period to test out a product to see how effective that product is and what kind of effect it's having on your skin type. And if the product is not for your skin type, find someone, a member of your household, that is will be a perfect candidate, and just make sure that they too try out the products on their skin. We're now getting ready to go into the winter months. Summer, sadly to say, is slowly coming to an end. And with that, one of the things you want to do, you want to sit down and talk with your customers about, you know, renewing, reevaluating their current skincare regimen. Because, you know, naturally things should change. One, you know, you're very conscious during the summertime about making sure your skin is protected from the sun rays and making sure that they have the appropriate PFF level applied to their skin. So now what you want to do, now we're going to face the harsh temperatures of winter. Now for those individuals who have clients who have broken capillaries, and you look at their face and they look like they have little red veins going through their skin, those individuals, those are people who suffer with what we call broken capillaries. And broken capillaries can occur for numerous reasons. One, it could be because it could be hereditary. That's one reason. It could be the extremes, like going in and out extreme temperatures, extremely cold back into extremely hot. A perfect example would be somebody who may work in a freezer or a meat market, you know, where they're going in and out of the freezer. That's a perfect example of extreme temperatures. The other reason why a person may have broken capillaries is alcohol. The consumption of alcohol could be a reason why a person may have broken capillaries. And the reason why I wanted to bring this particular client up, because a person who suffers with broken capillaries, these individuals have to be really, really be careful with their cause. Because you don't want to further damage the skin. So when these individuals, you have to tell them when they wash their skin, as everyone else should be doing, but particularly these individuals, they really have to be careful on how they use product on their skin or how they handle their skin. They really have to be extremely careful when washing their face. So make sure when you recommend products for them. I know Avon, is introducing scrubs and masks. I would not recommend a scrub for these individuals, and for those people who have broken capillaries, maybe a mask, a light, gentle mask is something that they can use. And certainly as wonderful as that brush is, electric brush that we have, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit in a few seconds, but as much as I love that brush, I do not recommend it for those individuals who have cause. I don't want them to abuse their skin, and I don't know how, I can't monitor how they are actually using the product, using the brush. So I'd rather them not use it and risk them, and risking them damaging their skin. So I'd rather tell them, I don't recommend that brush for them. But, obviously for everybody else, you can. But so with those clients who you know who have broken capillaries, the wintertime is really, if they're the ones who have extreme, the habit capillaries due to extreme temperatures in the that they're exposed to, you want to make sure that they have the proper protection when it comes to moisturizers. So look at your moisturizer and make sure that you recommend the appropriate moisturizer and tell them, make sure that they are, they're actually really are using a moisturizer. They, I mean, they cannot not go out without moisturizer. So so that's one of the things you want to do. You want to make sure that, again, with the winter coming along, you want to make sure that not only that all your clients are wearing the appropriate moisturizer each day when they go out to combat the cold, but also, you know, so often people forget their lips. And Avon has two wonderful products for those who wear lipstick during the day. You know, that lip conditioner that Avon has, it looks like a tannish in a I think it's a silver tube. No, it's not silver, I'm sorry. It's like a gray plastic tube. That is actually wonderful. So they'll apply that to their lips. Actually, they should have been wearing that all summer long, too, because you need the protection during the summer, but to their lips, and then they will apply the lipstick on top. And this will help protect the lips. And also, I noticed that my lips are not as dry when I use the conditioner. So make sure your clients use that conditioner on their lips to protect their lips during the harsh winter period. The other thing you want them to do in terms of their lips, you know, there's a moisture therapy lip treatment that comes in the tube, and usually in the winter time, you can find it on sale with the hand cream, the two different size hand cream, the one in the jar, the one in the tube, and that lip conditioner. That is absolutely absolutely wonderful. You should definitely make sure that your clients are buying that for the winter, not only for themselves, but for their children as well as their husband. This is if four people live in that family, they should have four of those lip moisturizing therapy. And for those, the children and the husband should definitely wear the lip conditioner during the daytime, because they're not wearing lipstick, and then everyone should definitely use that at night. Put it on their lips before they go to bed. So for the mothers who are wearing lipsticks during the day, they will certainly wear the conditioner at night. Another thing you want to get your customers to wear to buy is that I swear by it, that moisture therapy. That is absolutely the best. I find that the oatmeal one, for those who have sensitive skin, that seems to work very well. So you can recommend that. I personally use the blue one, which is the intense healing repair. I have the tendency, my skin gets very, very ashy. And when I put regular lotion on my skin, it just drinks it. I mean, it just literally drinks. It just evaporates in my skin. So I highly recommend that. And usually in the winter months, you get the extra large container of that. So that is definitely a must-have for the winter season. Another item that you should recommend to your clients as we go into this winter period, and I mentioned it before, is the moisture therapy that they have for hands. Everyone who comes into my spa to have a treatment done, I mean, this is what I use on every client that comes in, and it's now that I put my glasses on, but it's the moisture therapy, and I'll give you the exact name as soon as I get my I have glasses on my neck. It's the intense healing and repair. It's fragrance free. It is absolutely phenomenal. And then, you know, Avon has another product that escapes me right now, that's for the hands, but it's also good for those individuals who suffer with eczema. And it comes in a nice size tube, almost the size of the tube of the, what's that thing called? The perfume lotion. It's almost about that size. It's absolutely a wonderful, again, wonderful purse item for those people who may have, or suffer, I should say, with eczema. And I'm looking to see exactly what the name is. Okay, so the name of, and put a glass, I put the glasses on again. The name of that is called Derma Soothing. Absolutely phenomenal. That, and then they have the Derma Restoring. So for the people who have eczema, who's prone to that, I would recommend not only the lotion, but also the body wash for them. And then for those people who have that what's called chicken skin, I would recommend the Derma Restoring, and they have a body scrub and a body lotion in that particular item. Once again, at the show in Las Vegas, one of the things they showed us was showcased, I should say, and this is in the spa collection, is the chocolate. And I'm telling you, you can absolutely, going to be a great seller, particularly during the Valentine's Day. You can become really creative with that item. But certainly during the winter months, you want your customers to really get into the spa treatment. I swear by shea butter. I mean, shea butter is just skin and shea butter. It should be in the same picture in the encyclopedia with the Tobia. I mean, it's just a miracle ingredient. And as you know, we have in the planet spa, we have the body wash and the body scrub and the body butter with the Blistoline Nourishing, that's what it's called, with the African shea butter. And people really should be using that on their skin. They really, really should. Why should we scrub our bodies? You know, people, I'm going to, for those people who don't know, our not only our bodies but our face as well. Our skin sheds just like snakes. Our skin sheds, and what you want when you see people and they have this dull look to their complexion, it's because they're not exfoliating that dead skin off of their face, and you do that in the form of a mask or in the form of a scrub. But for the body, they're body scrubs, or you can use those roosters that you can use to cleanse the body to get off that dead skin. So definitely, you want to make sure you recommend that for the Planet Spa for your client, because they need to take care of their body skin just as well as they take care of their face. Two more things I want to talk about. I want to talk again and talk about the footwork. In the summertime, I highly recommend the scrub. I really like the original scrub. I have to say, guys, I didn't really like the pineapple one. I know I shouldn't say that, but I really didn't like it. I was a little disappointed with that particular scrub. But certainly, excuse me, I highly recommend the Pumice Cream, which is 882648 in your book. That is absolutely phenomenal. And I keep that in my tub, and I use it daily because I wear sandals all summer, so your feet get really kind of funky. So that is really perfect. But for those people who are, as we go into winter, we're starting to wear closed shoes. And one of the things you want to recommend to your customers are the maximum strength crack heel, because sometimes the heel gets cracked from, you know, in those high heels. The other thing you want to recommend is foot powder for those who are wearing more, sneakers during the summertime wintertime, or boots, the feet are all crammed up. You want to recommend a foot powder. So that I would highly recommend during the winter season. The other thing I would recommend during the winter season is, the hair. Don't forget the hair. The Moroccan Argan oil leave-in treatment is phenomenal. Because the hair tends to get dried out and abused during the winter months. So this is a very good item to put in their hair, as well as the intense recovery mask. I've used that, and I found that to be very, very good to help get your hair back to life, if you will. The last thing I want to talk about in terms of strength hair is that brush. I cannot stop talking about that brush. That new electric brush, absolutely phenomenal. It's very soft. It's very gentle. I highly recommend it to your clients, again, except for those who have those broken capillaries, because I don't know how hard, I'm not there with them, so I can't see how hard they're going to rub that brush into their face. But, that I would highly recommend. So, ladies, you have, the winter's coming up. Set appointments with all your skincare clients, and even those who are not skincare clients, recommend that you come in and do a free skincare consultation to analyze their skin type and to recommend the appropriate products for their skin for the winter 2016. So I hope that you found this to be very, very helpful, and make it happen, guys. And this is our time to make money, and we're getting ready to go into that holiday season. So, and a lot of these things that I've told you about, they also could be great gifts for their family members and friends. Okay, so again, I hadn't mentioned this in the beginning, but if you have not done so, you can like us on Facebook. And again, you can always go back to previous recordings and re-listen or listen for the first time recordings. I had the opportunity to go back several years where I had one speaker who talked about how she did lip drop, and it was very helpful and very refreshing to hear that. So, okay, guys, so it's 9 o'clock. This is our order-taking week. I hope that you're out there getting these orders and making it happen. Good night, everyone. Take care.